When I met my patient Jack a number of months ago, it was the end of the day, the end of an afternoon. He was the last patient on my schedule. And as I reached in to introduce myself and shake hands with him, I noticed that he was clinging fairly tightly to an envelope, a large manila envelope. And I think there was something about the way he was gripping the envelope or his tight possession of it, or there was something special about it to him, and that I think prompted me to break with tradition a little bit and pull away from the computer and ask him, Jack, is that something you'd like me to look at? And he handed me the envelope, and he looked relieved. I think he was surprised that I asked to see the envelope, and I opened it, and inside were a stack of papers memorializing his son's death. His son had died at around age 30 or 32 from after a long battle with cancer. And I felt very sad and expressed that to Jack and told him I was so sorry for his loss. And it made me think of my own son and wife and how awful it must be to, you know, to lose a son in the prime of his life. And what I learned from talking with Jack afterward was that he had really ignored his own health for many years. This was the first time he'd been to see a doctor in probably 10 years or more. And he had made some attempts to see a physician in the past, but had never really gotten very far because he was waiting for someone to allow him to tell his son's story. And more than that, he was looking for a chance to tell his son's story before he told his own story. So I felt very fortunate that somehow I had this instinct to ask about this envelope before delving into my usual history and physical, because had I not done it that way, I think I would have missed an opportunity to connect with him. And I would have lost an opportunity to hear his story and to be a part of his story going forward. And I reflected on this for a number of days afterward. And I was thinking about how I really, in some ways, did something very similar to what Jack did, in the sense that he needed to break with tradition in terms of how he was seeking care. He needed to tell his son's story in order to have at least a modicum of closure enough to be able to talk about his own health. And similarly, I forced myself to break with my usual tradition of extracting the history from someone by asking a series of questions and proceeding through the usual sequence of examination and assessment and plan to just hear his story the way he wanted to tell it. If you listen to the patient, as the saying goes, he or she will tell you what is wrong with them. And I realized after talking to Jack that there's something that's missing from that statement, which is that in order for a patient to tell you their story so that you can help understand their diagnosis, they have to trust you and you have to establish some sort of a connection. You have to listen to the patient, show curiosity and offer presence and interest in their life, and then they will tell you their diagnosis. And I've tried to live by that ever since then.